2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Woods Cross police have just filed charges against a man accused of hiding a camera in the bathroom of a kid's gym.
Police say the camera found in a unisex bathroom at the Woods Cross USA Gymnastics World had been running since October, but it was just discovered and reported by an adult employee just a few weeks ago.
He discovered a device that looked like a block for a cell phone.
Officer Brianna Hill with the Woods Cross Police Department says the camera captured more than 70 people. Many of them were children.
These individuals were using the restroom at the gymnastics gym. Through review of the footage, investigators were able to identify all the victims.
Police are now asking that the victims wait to be contacted by an investigator. A coach and facility owner, Adam Richard Jacobs, has been charged with multiple counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and voyeurism. Police don't believe any other employees were involved. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
And we're hearing for the first time from a mom of one of the boys who's been told he was on camera.
It's been a punch to the gut, for sure.
KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is live with this exclusive story. Lindsay?
Yeah, Jeff. Sarah Bowman's son is 14.
It's been a punch to the gut, for sure.
And excuse me, that's the wrong clip there.
One minute I'm angry, and one minute I'm bawling my eyes out.
Her son spent the last 9 years with Adam Jacobs as his coach.
I mean, it's similar to a death. He was, you know, in his life for so long, and
Bowman says that Jacobs was a co-owner of the gym with another man. He coached 10 to 15 boys, all teenagers. She says she had to have a tough conversation with her son.
Has he made you feel uncomfortable in any way? Have you seen anything? And all of it was no, no, no. I cannot believe this is happening.
Bowman also insists the co-owner had no idea. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Lindsay. KSL News Time 5:02. Lori Vallow-Daybell has a new home with just days till the start of her trial. She's been moved from the county jail in Rexburg to the big city. She's now being held at the jail in Boise. That's where she'll stand trial for the murders of her two children and her husband's ex-wife. Lori's trial begins April 3rd. It could last as long as 10 weeks. Salt Lake City police say they've seen an increase in fake prescription pills that contain fentanyl. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell with details.
Around 9:45 p.m., Salt Lake City police officers pulled over 48-year-old Fedelini Sacona in the vicinity of 900 West and Indiana Avenue. They searched his car after smelling marijuana and found 300 fake prescription pills that contain fentanyl. The pills are called M30s, and officers say this recent bust brings the total number of pills taken off the streets in the last month to almost 1,000.
The man was charged with multiple felonies, including possession of controlled substances. We have an update on an Orem house fire. Daniel Johnson was arrested and accused of starting the fire. His family says 2 days beforehand, they sent letters to a judge that Johnson might hurt himself and cause, quote, unintentional but real danger to others. Police say two people were home when that fire started. The garage was destroyed and most of the roof was burnt. A 22-year-old Wyoming woman is under arrest, accused of attempting to burn down a Casper abortion clinic.
There's only one abortion clinic in Wyoming, and it's in Casper, called Wellspring Health Access Clinic. It's been the site of protests. Last May, police responded to a fire there. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Lorna Green was seen by witnesses breaking a window and removing a gas can from a black trash bag. She allegedly poured gasoline inside and lit it on fire. She was found after the FBI received tips pointing to her. The FBI says she admitted to starting the fire. Nearly a year later, she's been arrested and charged with arson. Alex Stone, EBC News.
U.S. lawmakers aren't buying TikTok's assurances about user privacy. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the House Energy and Commerce Committee today grilling the CEO of TikTok about the company's ties to the Chinese government. Committee Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers voicing concern that TikTok's parent company could promote Chinese propaganda.
I have zero confidence in your assertion that ByteDance and TikTok are not beholden to the CCP.
While TikTok's CEO admits ByteDance still has some access to U.S. data, he says the platform won't be used to funnel any propaganda.
TikTok will remain a place for free expression and will not be manipulated by any government.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and the White House have largely been in agreement that TikTok should be banned in the U.S. The legal team for President Trump today trying to block one of his lawyers, Evan Corcoran, from testifying before the special counsel investigating his handling of classified materials. American University law professor Kimberly Whaley says the case is more about obstruction of justice than classified documents.
This is not the first time Donald Trump has been accused or there's been evidence supporting the idea that this is a person that doesn't have a problem with trying to get around the law.
Meantime, fake online images are showing up of former President Trump getting tackled by New York City police officers in riot gear. Now, the highly detailed images have flooded both Twitter and other online platforms, but these images are not real. The next chance for former President Trump to be charged with crimes in New York is next week. The grand jury hearing evidence of former President Trump's accounting of a 2016 hush payment to an adult film actress won't meet again until Monday. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:06. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound Bangor jammed up, 7800 south to South Jordan Parkway. Southbound Redwood Road jammed up from Bluffdale to Camp Williams. And then southbound I-15, that storm came through, made a mess of things, and now we have delays from South Salt Lake to Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. There's
two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.